You until the end of Mass will be unmuted then. We'd like to again welcome you all to St. James. I know many of you are joining us from online throughout the United States as well as the world, and it's great that you've chosen to be here with us to celebrate Sunday Masses. As a reminder, please keep an eye on our webpage, stjameswabash.org, and you'll be able to find all different events and discussions, daily masses, for example, that are happening here at St. James, and you can become a part of that as well via Zoom, and you can find those on our website. I'd like to also welcome all of our parishioners and friends that have joined us here in person today. We have a very special Mass, and it's wonderful that you're all here with us in person. There are a couple of reminders. If you have one of the sheets that maybe you picked up on your way in, you'll see instructions about communion and about remaining seated and keeping your mask on at all times, things like that. So if you're interested in checking in on those procedures or you're not sure about them, they're outlined on that paper. When you're done with Mass, you can just discard that paper or take it with you. As a reminder, anyone who wants to leave an in-person offering can do so on their way out near the doors. Today's celebration will begin with strength for the journey. Please rise.
Shepherd's way, and as you say yes, letting me guide you, I will be strength for the journey. I will be strength for the journey. I will be strength for the journey. How many times have you doubted my word? How many times must I call your name? And as you say yes, letting me love you, I will be strength for the journey. I will be strength for the journey. I will be strength for the journey.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
This is the 19th Sunday in ordinary time, but it's not ordinary at all because we get to celebrate the confirmation of wonderful Victoria. She's been preparing for the last several years. And when we couldn't have ordinary confirmations with a bishop in a big class, we're given the opportunity to confirm her right in her own little community here. And we're so grateful we can do that, and you're gathered with your family here, and it's a blessing to have you. We're also especially blessed today. We have visiting us the novices for the Christian Brothers, and so we're so glad they could be with us, and all the others who are gathered here today. It's such a great day to be here at St. James, even though it's a little warmish. Unfortunately, because of the fear of spreading the aerosols, we can't have fans facing in, so the fans are all facing out. Hopefully they're dissipating the heat a little bit. If you do get a little verklempt, raise your hand and the ushers will bring you a little. We have little hand fans and waters that we could give you as well. So we want to place ourselves now in God's presence. We want to ask the Lord to be with us, to make this day a day of blessing, that we can remember that Holy Spirit of God that we celebrate with Victoria today is given to each of us to strengthen us for our journey. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you forgive our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory. Glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. Amen.
Blessings. And give us strength, give us wisdom. Let us pray that the word and actions of Jesus will continue to inspire and show us true life. And let us pray that God's love will sustain us this day and every day. Almighty ever-living God, whom, taught by the Holy Spirit, we dare to call Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption, as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised to us. We ask all this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings. At the mountain of God, Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. Then the Lord said to him, "Go aside and stand on the mountain before the Lord. The Lord will be passing by." A strong and heavy wind was rending the mountain and crushing rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a tiny whispering sound. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went and stood at the entrance of the cave. The word of the Lord.
He brings
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I speak the truth in Christ. I do not lie. My conscience joins with the Holy Spirit in bearing me witness that I have great sorrow and constant anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred, according to the flesh. They are Israelites. There is the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the Lord, the worship, and the promises. There's the patriarchs. And for them, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is all over, God blessed forever. Amen. The Lord of the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After he fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and preceded him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After doing so, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the winds were against it. during the fourth hour of the night, he came towards them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said. They cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, it is you. Command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water towards Jesus. When he saw how strong the winds were, he became frightened and he began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why do you doubt?" After they got in the boat, the winds died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
You, Lord Jesus Christ.
A fable. Bill Gates was taking the Pope and the Boy Scout of the Year on his private jet when the pilot burst out of the cockpit and said, "The plane is going to crash, and I only have 3 parachutes. I'm going to take 1. And he threw the other 2 parachutes at the passengers and the pilot jumped out of the plane. Bill Gates looked at the Pope and at the Boy Scout and he said, "Well, I'm the smartest man in America. My country needs me." So he grabbed a pack and jumped out of the plane. And the Pope turned to the Boy Scout and he said, "I'm an old man. I've lived a good life. I'm ready to meet God. You are young, you have your whole life in front of you. Why don't you take the other parachute?" And the Boy Scout said, "Well, Holy Father, actually, the smartest man in America just grabbed my knapsack. So there are still 2 parachutes for the rest of us." There are people who actually do like to jump out of airplanes. Skydivers take that risk because it gives them a thrill. There are other people who tie bungee cords to their legs and jump off of a perfectly good bridge. The thrill is in the risk. Other people leave a perfectly comfortable mountain lodge and put 2 pieces of fiberglass on their feet and go down the mountain. There's something that skiers get a thrill of as they risk the Black Diamond Trail. Was Peter such a risk taker? Was he looking for some thrill and stepping out on the sea? If he was, he didn't know how to take a risk because he gave up when the going got tough. And any risk taker will tell you, you've got to keep at it. Any genuine, I think, understanding of the Christian life is a risk. We risk the fact that the words of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the message of Jesus, that love and compassion and forgiveness are the true way to happiness. We risk believing that contrary to all the messages of society. For example, just think about the ads that you see on TV now, where they don't talk about, you know, your retirement savings, putting a little bit aside prudently. No, no, what they talk about now is wealth management, right? So you have to make sure that you're accumulating all that you can take care of yourself, that you're looking out for number one. But Jesus says, step out onto the sea of charity. Take the risk of giving away something that you have acquired to those who are in need. Come to recognize that you have brothers and sisters out there who could use what you have. And when we do that, we experience the thrill that when we give away our bounties, we actually receive much more than we give. The world tells us that we have to be careful because there's dangerous people out there. You'd better live in a gated community, or you better have a building which has a full-time guard, or perhaps a high safety protocol, or maybe even a gun in your nightstand. All the dangerous people out there. We have to find that there's that safe place in the boat where we can be secure. But Jesus says, step out onto the sea of compassion and find that there are people out there who talk differently than you, who think differently than you, who act differently than you, but yet they are simply friends that you haven't met yet. When we do that, we experience the thrill of discovering that what unites us is much more important than anything that divides us. Society tells us that once burnt, twice shy. That if you've been hurt, you've got to protect yourself. You can't be vulnerable, because if you are, you'll just be hurt all over again. We have to get that secure seat in the boat where no one can get at us. But Jesus says, step out onto the sea of forgiveness. Learn that all those resentments and grudges that you have are just weighing you down. Find the path to a healing of your memories of being wounded. And when you do, you will experience the thrill of knowing that no matter what you have done, God's mercy and forgiveness is always yours. However, it's not easy to step out on the sea, right? That's what Peter demonstrated today. And it's not easy because of our fears. We are living in a fear-filled time. We're afraid of this little teeny tiny bug that we can't even see and what it is doing to us. We're afraid living in this city where violence seems to be endemic. We're afraid because looming in front of us is economic disaster. So stepping out onto the sea in such a fear-filled time is difficult. We don't always hear Jesus say, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. We can't imagine him saying to us, come, as he said to Peter. And even when we cry out, save me, Lord, as Peter did, we don't always sense that hand of support being extended to us. But what we do have, what we always have, is that tiny whispering sound of God's love. Isn't that what Elijah found out today? He's on the mountaintop, and he's expecting that God is going to be in the thunderbolt. God is going to be in the lightning. God is going to be in the hurricane winds. But instead, God is in the tiny whispering sound. Nothing dramatic. No miraculous intervention. But simply a voice saying, come. And if we can quiet our hearts, if we can get over all the noise that ordinarily fills our life, then God will whisper to us, you are my beloved. You are precious to me. You are wonderfully made. And when we do hear that word, we are given the courage that we need to brave the winds, to wade in the troubled waters. Let us then, as a people, listen to the whisper and take the step. Amen. So could I ask Victoria and her sponsor to come forward so we can invite her to share in the sacrament of confirmation. Victoria, the apostles who received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost in fulfillment of the Lord's promise had power to complete the work of baptism by the giving of the Holy Spirit, as we read in the Acts of the Apostles. When St. Paul had laid his hands on certain people who had been baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke in tongues and prophesied. We know by faith that the Spirit, through whom the love of God has been poured into our hearts and through whom we are gathered now in the unity of faith and in the diversity of callings, is received by us and is working invisibly to make the church holy and one. So, Victoria, the gift of the Holy Spirit which you are about to receive will be a spiritual seal by which you will be conformed to Christ and be made more fully members of his church. For Christ himself, anointed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, that he received from St. John, was sent forth for the work of ministry to pour out on the earth the fire of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, since you've already been baptized, you now receive the power of the Spirit and will be signed with the holy oil and a cross on your head. And you too must bear witness to Jesus, to his life and his passion, and his resurrection, so that in your manner of life, as the apostle says, may every place be a pleasing fragrance to Christ. His mystical body, which is the church, the people of God, receives from him diverse graces, which the same Holy Spirit distributes to individuals for the building up of that body in unity and love. Be a living member of the church. And under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to seek to serve all the people like Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. And now, before you receive the Holy Spirit, call to mind the faith which you professed in baptism, which your godparents professed with you. And so I ask
Do you reject Satan and all his works and empty promises? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who today, through the sacrament of confirmation, is given to you in a special way, just as he was given to the apostles on Pentecost? Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the church, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. So can we all stand then and bless Victoria today, ask that Holy Spirit of God to come upon her. So we pray to God, the Almighty Father, for his beloved daughter, already born to eternal life in baptism, that he will graciously pour out the Holy Spirit upon her and confirm her with abundant gifts through this anointing, and conform her more fully to Christ, the Son of God. So, Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus, you brought your servant to a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit. Free her from sin. Send upon her the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Give her the wisdom. Give her the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Give her the spirit of counsel and fortitude. Give her the spirit of knowledge and piety. Give her the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And we ask all this in the holy name of Jesus, who lives as our Lord forever and ever. Amen. So, Victoria, be sealed with the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. As a people trusting in God's love and mercy, we turn and offer our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that realizing the Lord's presence in our midst may give us courage as we work together to build the kingdom of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those threatened by natural disaster, at this year, time of the year, drought, flood, tornadoes, and hurricanes, that they may be kept safe. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have been harmed by natural disasters, those who have lost family members, friends, neighbors, or homes, that they may receive comfort and compassion in their time of loss, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those listening for God's voice as they discern their vocations, that they may know that the Lord's presence and trust in God's love and support, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, as we struggle to recognize God's presence in our lives, that we may find good counsel and encouragement from family, friends, and our parish community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Elnia Argis, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all God's holy church.
Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Jesus. Ascending above all the heavens and sitting at your right hand, he pours out the promised Holy Spirit on your adopted children. Therefore, now and for ages unending, with all the saints, we sing to you with all our hearts, crying out as we acclaim. The fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of Jesus' death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life, the chalice of salvation, giving thanks, for you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring us to the fullness of charity together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. Remember Victoria, your beloved daughter, who receives confirmation today. Continue to fill her with that spirit which gives wisdom and fortitude. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the Blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And we'll give each other the wave of peace. The wave of peace.
Behold
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Receiving communion today, the ushers will lead you up. We have to keep social distance, even receiving communion. And you'll see a spot on the floor. It says, sanitize your hands. One of the ushers will have a spray bottle there to help you sanitize your hands. And then you can proceed to receive from in your hand from me. And then if you can step to the left, there's a little thing. Remove your mask over there. If you can take your mask off and consume the host at that point, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and live. Be not afraid. I go.
You pass through raging waters in the sea, you shall not drown.
If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the
and if wicked tongues
Let us pray. May the communion and your sacrament that we have consumed save us, Lord, and confirm us in the light of your truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In order to preserve social distancing leaving, the greeters will help you to leave the church, so wait for them to give you the sign. Then could I ask Victoria and her sponsor to come forward for a final blessing? We can all raise our hands in blessing them. May God, the Almighty Father, bless you, whom he has made his adopted daughter, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit. And may God keep you worthy of divine love. And let the church say, may God's only begotten Son, who promised that the Spirit of truth would abide in his church, bless you, confirm you with divine power, and in the confession of the true faith, and let the church say, and may that Holy Spirit of God, who kindles the fire of charity in the heart of the disciples, bless you and lead you to a blameless life, gathered one day into the joy of the kingdom of God, and let the church say, and may Almighty God bless all of us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let us go in peace and live the gospel.
Thanks be to God.
Fire of your justice, send down the rains of your love. Come, send down the Spirit, breathe life in your people, and we shall be people of love. Call us to be your compassion. Teach us the songs of your love. Give us hearts that sting. Give us seeds that ring. Make us ring with the song of your love. Send down the fire of your justice.
Send down the fire of your justice.
Send down the rains of your love.
Send down your love. Come send down the spirit. Bring life in your people, and we shall be people of God. Call us to witness your kingdom. Give us the presence of Christ. May your holy light keep us shining bright. Ever shine with the presence of Christ. Send down the fire of your
send down the fire of your
justice.
Send down the rains of your love.
Send down your love. Come send down the spirit. Breathe life in your people.
And we shall be people of God.